You mentioned the sleeping porch. Now, can you tell me what that is?
The sleeping porch is a large room with windows all around. And in the summer, as many as could slept out there because it was the coolest room in the house. And that was why it was called sleeping porch. This was before the days of air conditioning. Mm-hmm. And of course, the open halls were did help cool the house.
And how do you get from the first floor to the second floor?
There is a stair, not a circular stair, but a long flight with a landing and then a short flight up.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned, we're talking about the stairs. If these had been outside, would you still have just called them stairs? Would they have been called the same thing?
Now, of course, we call the steps going up onto the front porch steps. Mm-hmm. But we have always said the stair steps.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned you had some porches. This two-story house, if you had a porch on the second floor, would you also call it just a porch? Or would you have...
Yes, over the front door is a small porch that we call a balcony. Mm-hmm. My grandfather would have called the front porch, his house was a raised cottage. Mm-hmm. That meant the front steps went up onto the front porch, which was on the second floor. Mm-hmm. And that front porch was called the gallery. Mm-hmm. And there was a back porch that he called the veranda. I don't know why, but that was, his family called it that.
Hmm. Have you ever heard anybody call the porch anything else besides veranda or gallery or porch?
A piazza? Mm-hmm. They called it that, yeah. Sometimes.
Is that the same thing as a porch?
At least the Crittenden family referred to it as, sometimes they would call it the piazza. Mm-hmm. I have no idea where that came down, but it was in the family.
That's how you say he called the one in the back the veranda.
Yes, they did.
And he called the upstairs from the gallery?
The front porch they called the gallery. Hmm. And we called the very small porch over the front door. Hmm. The balcony.
Hmm, yeah, I see. And you were mentioned the living room. Go ahead.
Excuse me, but we called the kitchen but my grandparents called the kitchen the stove room.
Mm-hmm.
It was built away from the house. It was a little separate building, but joined by a porch.
Were these Butler County people?
Right.
Other people I've talked to in Butler County call it the stove room too.
The stove room, yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, would it have made any difference whether or not it was built on the house, or did they call it the stove room because it was built off the house?
No, I think it was called the stove room, whether it was a separate building or attached to the house.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned living room a while ago. Did anyone ever call that anything different?
Well, the parlor, but we never did. We always called it my grandmother called it the parlor.
Mm-hmm.
And we have we call the room with the books in it the library. I guess today they would call it the den.
Mm-hmm.
But we have always called it the library.
Was a parlor and living room the same thing?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They were about the same thing. Did anybody ever call that, ever hear anybody call it the front room?
Yes, I've heard it called that.
Mm-hmm. But that may be by older people too?
Yes, by the older people.